Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. What a lifetime in journalism leaves you with is a profound dislike for fake news and a heightened ability to detect it. When politicians, corporations, or government agencies lie in order to manipulate the public, they commit a profound betrayal of public trust. A quaint concept, to be sure, but one that used to matter a very great deal to many of us. Today, the greatest serial liar in public life is Donald Trump, and normally any news that seems to discredit him is welcome to me, but when the news that discredits him is fake, I find that I dislike the news even more than I dislike Trump. The latest apparent revelation is that Russia, yeah, them again, has been offering militant groups in Afghanistan cash bounties for killing American soldiers. The story appeared in the New York Times 10 days ago, was subsequently confirmed by many other news outlets, and is now presented everywhere as established fact. Trump is accused of either knowing about the bounties and doing nothing, or not knowing about the bounties, and in either case is presumed guilty of dereliction of duty. Democrats, like hounds on a fox hunting day, are in a joyous uproar of outrage, bugling about treason and incompetence and breach of faith and God knows what all. Now, just a damn minute. I know what you're going to say. You're not an expert. You're not even a pundit with contacts in Afghanistan. How dare you contradict the judgment of people who do this for a living? To which I have two responses. One, remember Iraq's weapons of mass destruction? And two, hold my beer. The first problem with the first story in the New York Times is that it was based entirely on anonymous sources. Like every other media outlet, the Times has a written policy discouraging the use of anonymous sources at all, let alone as the only source for a sensational story. To its credit, the Times story is laced with qualifications, phrases such as, if confirmed, if true, uncertainty, and it was not clear. But such qualifiers do not make it into headlines or subsequent versions of the story. The next steps in the process reveal not the unfolding of a journalistic triumph, but the launching of a con. Several media outlets soon confirmed the New York Times reporting, by which they meant not that they had confirmed that the thing had happened, but that they had found their own set of anonymous sources who claimed it had happened. Then the Times took a victory lap, saying, see, other journalists have confirmed our story. They did no such thing. They replicated it. The question seldom addressed in these stories, almost never at the beginning, seldom even now, is one that any journalist worthy of the title must ask first. What is the source of the material being relayed by the anonymous sources? The only answer provided so far is that the information originated with interrogations of captured Afghan militants and criminals. Enhanced interrogation? We don't know. Exactly what did the militants and criminals have to say? We don't know. Another essential question that goes unexamined here is essential to every investigation of wrongdoing. Qui bono? Who benefits? Presumably, Russia, which, according to unnamed sources quoting unidentified people in undisclosed locations, has been offering as much as $100,000 for the death of an American soldier. But Russia desperately wants U.S. forces out of Afghanistan for a host of geopolitical reasons. Donald Trump wants U.S. forces out of Afghanistan and has made several false starts and announcements aimed at getting them out. Things are relatively quiet in the country. So far in 2020, only 8 U.S. service members have been killed, and not one of those deaths has been linked to any bounty payment. So this, we are told, is when Russia launches a scheme that, when it inevitably blows up in its face, will ensure that Trump continues to be unable to pull U.S. forces out of the country. Who benefits? All the people invested in the endless war, the saber-rattling politicians, the defense contractors of the military-industrial complex, the parasitic Afghan government, and, oh yeah, the high priests of the intelligence community, who speak anonymously about bounties and weapons of mass destruction. They've been lying to us so long and so successfully, they no longer even bother to work at it. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.